There's two points in the Rambam, and the Rambam's tshuva. The first point in the Rambam's tshuva is that what? Is that if the wall is good, it's not considered grama. And it's going to be chayef for the nizakim. It's against Rashi. And if the wall is going to be what? No good, it's a bad wall. So then the Rambam says, why is Yechayev for the Nizakim? Bidei Shemayim, that is. Bidei Adam is Potter, because the animal might have gone out and been Mazik. It's a funny kind of thing. I mean, and Bidei Shemayim, what are we saying? That is Chayev.
Because he might not have gone out.
Because he might not have gone out because of the inferior wall.
Right.
Is that the reason? No, it's because it's a grama. Why you put the b'day adam?
The what?
What? The reason you put the b'day adam.
He doesn't say grama.
He just says because it might have gone out anyway?
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah, read your own. The thing is like this. That when do I say that it's a suffix? And the din of Suffolk is a most mechaver all over Raya, is when there's a latus of Suffolk. In other words, by a coin, you don't know whether the animal is a par or not. So there's a latus of Suffolk, and since it's mama, we say a most mechaver all over Raya, so you have a psak, so he's pata completely, even b'day shemayim. But where there's no latus of Suffolk, so you can't talk about a suffix. The concept of suffix is non-existent unless you have a leidas a suffix in halacha. So over here, there's no leidas a suffix. We don't say that an animal that has an inferior wall, there's a leidas a suffix whether he's going to be mazik or not. There's nothing to place. A leidas ha-safek means that halachically you come to a juncture where there is a din safek. There's a leidas ha-safek. But if nothing's happening, there's no leidas ha-safek. I can conjecture. Will it happen? Well, that's true, but it doesn't have a din of a leidas ha-safek. So what kind of a din does it have? If it doesn't have a din of leidas ha-safek, So what the Rambam's saying is that what's the definition of Brahma? What's the definition of Brahma? The definition of Brahma means that the Hezek isn't traceable to the Baal HaShor. If the Hezek isn't traceable to the Baal HaShor, so then it's Brahma. If you broke the wall, I don't know if I'm agree with this, I'm just using this as an example. If you broke the wall, so you can't trace the hezek to the bialim. Okay? So, therefore, that's the definition of Brahma.
With regard to the bialim.
What's that?
The bialim
that has to pay because of Mamon HaMazon. So it's not traceable to him.
Why is it traceable?
Because there's another cause. There's an auxiliary cause. Since there's an auxiliary cause, so therefore it's not, of course I could say the same thing. Maybe the animal would have gone out, maybe it wouldn't have gone out, I don't know. But grama means that you've rendered the hezek non-traceable to the Bible. So therefore what the Rambam is saying over here is, there's no latus of suffix. So it's not really a suffix if it's going to go out or not. But because of the fact that the animal may have stayed inside, and it may have stayed inside, may not have stayed inside, that renders the hezek untraceable to the bialim. See, the definition of grama is that you've obscured the path from the hezek to the bialim. And if you obscure the path from the hezek to the bialim has to pay. But you are chayef. Midinei shemayim. Let's try to just simply analyze it. It means like this, that if there's a latus asafek, so that means you could set aside one side of the safek, because you have acharas adin. So that side of the safek is taken care of. But if there's no latus asafek, so that side of the safek is always there. It's always extant. You never dealt with it. So now Yotze Deshamayim means that I have to know that I walk away clean. I want to know Klumpi Shmaya Galya that I didn't cause it. So even if it's a suffix, but to be Yotze Deshamayim, what I have to do is to be able to say that I'm completely clean. Now there's one side there that's saying that it's traceable to me. So as long as that possibility is there, I'm not clean. Because that side is still there. So to be Yotzei Deshamayim, you have to remove yourself from that possibility. Do you follow? That's Yotzei Deshamayim. That's what it means, Yotzei Deshamayim. It means Klapi Shmaya Galya. So Klapi Shmaya Galya could be that I played a role and it's traceable to me. So if I'm not going to pay for it, so then I could very well be culpable, because we never dealt with that other side of the suffix. Then you're not. Then you don't care about your mind.
What the other guy? What about him?
In other words, let's say Sidei Shemayim means that I myself, personally, between me and God, I don't want to have any role involved in your losing money. So that's, I have to pay. If there's a chance, I have to pay the whole thing. If I want that. He can't demand that, I'll be din, but if I want that status, I have to do that. And if he doesn't let me do it, so then I'm Yotze anyways, because then he's being Mavatar on it.
An Achazar.
He's Mochel.
But can you explain why it's not that it's nothing?
What's that?
What?
That's the idea of Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, that I should know for sure that Klapi Shmaya Galya, that God may know that I was involved, and I want to be nucky from that. So this is the only way to do it, to pay the guy. If the guy doesn't want to take the money, he's mochel. But if he's not mochel, so in order for me to be a vaday nucky, I'm going to have to pay him. That's Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. It means you're not mechuyev to be a vaday nucky. You go by the din. But if you want to be on that level where you're a vaday nucky and you definitely didn't cause anybody a hefsid, klapei shmaya, so then you have to pay him. As long as there's no latus asafek. And here there's no latus asafek, because you don't say when you have a wall half broken down that there's a latus asafek of whether the ox is going to go out or not. There's no latus asafek. I mean, nothing is just a metzias. There's no latus asafek until you have an event where there's a hezek. And then you don't go back to the wall. You go back if it's either chayva or potter, depending on whether it was a shmir or not. There's no room here for latus asafek in then. So it's just a theoretical possibility. Now philosophically, he wants to be Yotze Yidei Shemayim, that philosophically, he didn't cause a human being loss. So the only way he could do it is to pay in full. It's like the case where there's a case in the Gemara where a guy stole from a rabbin. So he wants to be Yotze Yidei Shemayim. So what does he do? So I think the Gemara says he has to make a whole thing for all the people in the city to be nana from. It's like in order to be, he doesn't know who he stole from, but so he has to be Yotzei Yidei Shemayim. So he has to mahan everybody. He doesn't want to cause anybody a loss. It's a different phenomenon. In other words, he's not getting his money back.
He is, but it's not that reason.